How's it going, everybody? Who's that? Andre Bay, first face I see, and Michelle. Andre, so it's, hey, Debbie. Andre, so is it like, is it every weekend you guys are doing the, the drive-thru rallies that start at the port? It seems like, or maybe every other weekend, you guys doing it? I didn't realize, like the whole starting down there at the port and how big of a turnout you guys have had down there. I know Brad Alcorn was going to speak at that last one, and I haven't chatted with him to see how it went, but interesting. How's everybody doing? Hey, Candace, Emma DeRock's on tonight. That's interesting. Just one more on the 31st. Oh yeah, well that'd be what? That's 2 weeks then. 2 weeks from now. Well, how's everybody doing? I was planning on, I'm not going to be as long tonight, and my plan was to go back through and see the comments and stuff from the last couple days, from my long talks the last couple days, and answer any questions there that I saw. Hey, Diana. You guys were out, both you and Stinkin' Michelle, you guys were out on the beat today, man. I saw you all over town. Saw you chatting with the, I call him the contractor, the unhoused contractor with all his tools and everything. And then I saw another guy, I know, you won't be able to tell me his name just by description, but I hadn't seen him for a long, long time, and he's been around here for, I think I remember him when I came, but he's an older dude, and he's like definitely older now, and his beard now is just all white, used to be brown, and he's quiet, doesn't say much, doesn't seem to cause any problems, and he has a serious, like hitch in his giddy up. He's pushing the cart, and his hips and his legs stay real straight, and he's got a limp, pretty crazy limp. So the workman, yeah, that guy, whenever I see him, man, he's always kind of tinkering, tinkering with his tools, and I've seen him at Ace Hardware and stuff too when I'm walking in, and he's never really, I said hi to him, he says hi back, but he's never been super talkative with me or anything. Debbie, I saw how well you guys did with the Reeves. That's crazy. You know, this area, I was going to say this, this city, but I know it's not just the city of Brookings, but it's amazing to me how many volunteers we have in this community, and people that are willing to volunteer their money and give to things that they believe in. Debbie, it's crazy. This area runs off of volunteers, and when you go around town, a lot of our parks and stuff, I mean, they were first put together by volunteers, first built by volunteers, and then kind of handed to the city. Okay, so when I looked through the comments from my last couple talks, some of the questions they were kind of questions, but kind of not. So from yesterday, a lot of that homeless chat. Hey, Wendy. So you saw the comments there. I mean, some of them are like an easy no-go, right? Like pass laws that just makes it like illegal for homeless people to live here, I guess. Like, how the heck would that work? And you saw another person that I didn't recognize the name, commented a lot about just the different different issues she sees with homeless, and you know that they're drug addicts, and they think it's okay to go on people's property and steal stuff, and they you know, they're bad. And I hear from a lot of people, I hear that from a lot of people. And I hear from folks that they would like to hear, like me say, or council candidates say, or other counselors say, they want to hear us concerned about the homeless and concerned about people's safety, like the community's safety. And you know, I've talked like that a lot before over the years, and there is no it's not that I have a lack of concern for safety. And like I've said, I've had my own dealings with homeless, personally with my family. I have a business downtown and we deal with it, constantly. We deal with issues with homeless, and typically it's like litter. You know, it's just hanging out, drinking, and litter is typically the biggest things that we deal with. So it's not that I'm just a, you know, diehard humanitarian that only cares about homeless. Hey, Dave Lavelle, man, Holly and I and Silas did a quick hike up to Vulcan Peak, man, and it had been a while, like a month and a half since I'd been there. It was awesome. Again, the thing with homeless is just that it's just this ongoing same discussion from the public about how bad the homeless are, about all the horrible things that they do, about all the drugs, about the littering, you know, about their kids being scared to walk down the street at night, and all of these issues, all of these problems with homeless, and I get it. And I agree with you. And there's worse stories than that. You know, there's some stories that don't make it onto Facebook that, you know, that are horrible stories. But again, I'm in this place where it's like, are we going to keep having this same conversation for the next 10 years like we've had for the last 10 years? Or are we going to try something different? Is somebody going to try something different? One thing when I thought about, or when I think about and have thought about some sort of urban campground, tent city, whatever, you know, whatever term you want to put on it. Keep this in mind, citizenry, that if there was one here, and if there was a place that the Brookings Police Department can say, hey, go sleep there. You know, that would allow the PD to say, no, you can't sleep here on the sidewalk. You need to go sleep up there in the urban campground or the, you know, whatever it is. So people that are, you know, if you just are diametrically opposed to giving any sort of, in anything to homeless and a place for them, if you're totally opposed for them having a place, like giving them a place that's theirs, then everywhere is theirs, and they can sleep everywhere. I mean, it's not Brookings PD legally can't do anything about that. You can't criminalize that. Oh, Diana Cooper, there you go. That's it, huh? Tent city equals not staff. Urban campground equals staff. Well, there you go. Yeah, the vernacular. So, you know, whatever you wanna call it. And Diana, yeah, you're the person, and that's, we need to ask professionals how to deal with, you know, social problems like that. Yeah, I don't know. That it's a tough. It's been homelessness. If there was one singular issue that has been the most frustrating, for an assortment of reasons, it's been homeless, the unhoused, and dealing with citizen complaints about it, you know. And it just seems like a never ending thing. It's just over and over and over again, and we can talk about it. I get an email, I meet up with somebody, they express their concern about homeless, about how it's changed some part of town that they used to go and enjoy going, and now they can't, and this is the horrible things that they saw, and this is what happened, and, you know, mayor, what say you, what can you do? And I listen, I get information, I check stories with PD, find out kind of exactly what it was that happened. And at the end of the day, it's like, you know, just nothing changes, nothing really happens, and we just go on this perpetual cycle of we don't want homeless people here, but, you know, they choose to be here, and you can't force them to leave. So I'm tired of the same old. Yeah, it's tough. And not to mention the fact that, like, even like real criminals and people that commit like serious crimes, even punishing them and the justice system for them and being able to house them in a jail is almost like it doesn't happen. I told you guys the last time that Mill Beach was vandalized real bad. I guess that's been maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago. With the security footage, you know, the cops were able to find him and arrest him and charge him. So it was actually because of the value of the damage done, it was actually a felony that he got charged with. And all said and done, he got sentenced to 10 days in jail and like either a year or 2 years of a probationary period. So 10 days in jail, I would imagine he'll get kicked loose after a day, probably by the sheriff. You know, I don't take that like the gospel, but I mean, I know how that goes. Can't stay on at the setting up. Oh, Elizabeth, that's okay. Haunted house. I'm gonna see if my older daughter always thinks she wants to go to the haunted house, and when I actually like pin her on it, like, okay, let's go. What night are we going? Are we gonna go? She starts to chicken out. So, yeah, starts chicken out. What was I saying? Oh, homeless and the law enforcement aspect of it, like when it is actually a crime. You know, so when there's a crime committed, it doesn't really matter if they're housed or unhoused. But when a crime is committed by a homeless person, you know, that's when the PD can show up and do something. But even that, so what exactly is the crime that they committed? Probably littering or indecent exposure or something like that. And there's really no repercussion. For that, even if I was written a citation for littering, it'd cost me $100, a couple hundred bucks. Someone that's unhoused, living on the street, eating food that was probably given to them, you can write them citations all day long, and it just doesn't, you know, what is it going to do? It's not going to do anything. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I hate. I don't like the idea of not having answers, and it sucks sounding like a kind of like a Debbie Downer and kind of like shrugging a shoulder like there's nothing we can do. I get that, and I get how frustrating that would be for a lot of people that hear me talk. I'm ready for real stuff. I'm ready for real solutions and real ideas, things that are actually doable. There were a couple, when I was talking about housing and development, there were a couple comments that I wanted to mention. Dave Barnes threw out a couple of good ones that, that I didn't really mention because it's kind of like passing, it seems kind of like passing the buck. But people that know Oregon and know Oregon land use planning and the laws that we have in this state that govern land development. You can get the phone. That has a tremendous impact on what we do here and what we're able to do here, what land we're allowed to acquire and have it become part of Brookings and actually develop it. Our hands are really, really tied with so much of that stuff, and there's not a great deal of buildable land here anymore. You know, a lot of Brookings has pretty much been built out. That's why it's like it's either Borax or Harbor. And Harbor, you know, at some point, how much more does Harbor need to grow before Harborites kind of like either incorporate themselves, you know, and come up with a police department or create some sort of law enforcement district so they can contract maybe with Brookings. I gotta mention this. Wendy, Murder Mountain on Netflix. I watched that when it first came out, and that must have been 6 months ago. That's a great one. It happened near us and not too long ago. Pretty crazy. And did everyone else see the octopus? The octopus teacher or the teacher octopus? That was a good one. I saw Bill Buchanan mentioned it. Who I guess is out of the hospital now. I didn't realize that, so that's cool. Yeah, Murder Mountain. Another good old one that's on Netflix that is Making a Murderer. Another thing that when I watch it, I'm like, what? I don't remember hearing about this on national news. And they just came out with that American... was it American Murder or something? Those people in Colorado. That was a stinking nasty one. Real nasty one. All right, guys. What else? That was... Oh. There was some stuff from Tammy Tanner. And I don't know her exactly. I think she owns a business, though... kind of in that not strip mall, but that area north of town on the ocean side where there's a bakery and dry cleaner and stuff. And it was in conjunction with the tourist conversation. And then Holly Beyer mentioned how tourism is our bread and butter now. And it's not, I'm not super sure that's the case. And don't, Feather Your Nest. She owns Feather Your Nest, huh? Oh, I think I did know that. Anyway, Tammy mentioned that she thinks that TPAC and the city hasn't done a very good job promoting tourists, and it's time for new people and fresh ideas. Which is a valid point and a valid idea. I wonder though if you knew, Tammy, if you knew what was happening before and what happened after with TPAC and what TPAC did accomplish and what they did. I was pretty happy with TPAC, you know, compared to the previous like 20 years of really just handing all the money to the Chamber of Commerce and you know, getting a kind of a report once a year about how the money was spent, you know, and we never saw anything really come from it. At least with TPAC, TPAC funded they gave a lot of seed money to a lot of local events starting up, that were successful. that were really successful. I know a lot of those events that were funded that way, you know, a lot of them were events that most of the patrons for the events were local people. You know, they were as much local events as they were tourist events. But it was still a good deal. It got a lot of events off the ground, you know, to hopefully they can keep going. Yeah, Monarch Festival. There was a bunch of them. A bunch of them started that way. Mike and Alex Carfrederick from, they own Checo Brewing. They had a bunch. You know, they were recipients of a lot of TPAC funds. But my point for Tammy, you know, it might be time, because I keep hearing from small business owners, or people that I guess maybe have heard from small business owners, that small business owners feel like they're being kind of you know, not cared about, or kind of pushed by the wayside. It's probably time for business owners to get together and collectively start to lobby the city for things that you want. You know, there's power in numbers. So I know they've come and gone in the past, you know, but maybe it's time again to get another Brookings Merchants Association, you know, going around, come up with all, if you had 10 or 15 business owners all together in one even kind of loose-knit organization like that, there's some strength there. There's really some strength there. Or Tammy, I don't know if you're involved at all with the Chamber of Commerce. If you aren't involved with the Chamber of Commerce, I can tell you that they've had a rough go of it for the last while, you know. And the Chamber and the past Merchants Association, you know, any issues that they have usually are because of just lack of business participation and people that are really willing to step up and put the time in to really make some things happen for the organization. But yeah, Candace, that Brookings Merchants Association, that wasn't that long ago either that one was around, and I don't remember how long it was around. And I don't know when exactly it stopped. You know, but things come and go. It doesn't mean that you don't let it come again, you know, and start another group. So Tammy and Angie, what's her last name? Christensen, I think. She's been on my chats too and mentioned some of the same things about business owners. So get together and make something happen. You know, the council, my time on the council, I've thought that the council has been pretty stinking business friendly. I mean, we did a lot for downtown and everything. I don't talk that much about small business, guys, and you know, I don't harp on it a lot because I'm in that pool. So, you know, If I'm preaching small business all the time in public and at council meetings, it just that really looks pretty self-serving to me. So, I don't go on and on in public about the importance of small businesses and what they do for all of us, even if you're not a patron of that small business, but what it does, what each and every one of them really do for the community. It's a lot. So. I'd encourage anybody to try and get another merchant association thing going. And if you wanted to even, you know, focus it more on tourism, stinking call it something else, call it, you know, the Organization for Better Tourist Businesses for Brookings or something. That's what I would go for. The tourism, there's Holly Beyer. So Holly, you said that tourism is our bread and butter. So, you know, so the mill is still the largest employer here, by quite a bit. So the mill employs 500 people. There's about 500 of us either in Brookings or Harbor, you know, 500 people, roughly, that live around here are from Pelican Bay, are employed at Pelican Bay. So between the mill, Pelican Bay, and the school district in the county, that's quite a few people employed. The thing about tourism and why tourism is really valuable to me, more so than a tourist coming and yeah, I get what she meant. I get that, Candace, and it's not, because you're right, tourism isn't a big deal for like the city of Brookings and the financial coffers at the city of Brookings. It doesn't really do much for that. But what tourism does do, when I meet people, and I meet them every single day, people that moved here recently within the last year or two, and they moved here because they've been a tourist here for the last 20 years. You know, that's the deal. People that move here and retire here, they were usually a tourist first. So these tourists that come to fish or whatever, and they go inside the kite store and they buy a kite and they have a meal at a restaurant. That's not necessarily all they're doing here. You know, we're looking at possible future residents. So my biggest interest in tourism is attracting retirees that come and show up as tourists first. Yeah. All right. I'm going to give it a second for any more comments to roll up to me, guys. And I think I'm going to call her. I think I'm going to call her quits. There are some that got roadblocks. I wonder what you mean by that, Holly. I'm not sure what, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt, Candace, that there's a large, you know, a number of businesses in town that are like purely tourist reliant. And that large influx in the summer needs to carry over for those dead months for sure. Okay. All right, guys, that's it. So today's Tuesday. And I will be back on Thursday. It got kind of late in the game to have the other, I know originally I mentioned that I plan on having Brad Alcorn and Tony Bon on, like I did, Ed and Diana, but Tony Bon's like, no, he's a no Facebook guy, and Alcorn, you know, he's all right. I'll have him on for something else. You know, at some point, I guess it's if he wins election. But I think we're good on candidates. Ballots are already out, and it's pretty late in the game. Holly Byer, private chat for that. Not sure naming names will be productive. Okay, yeah, I get that, Holly. I get that. Send me a message or something. Okay, guys. So I'll see you Thursday at 6:00, and I'll talk about something else. Sorry, I had been going kind of long there for a couple chats, but I was trying to slam stuff in, and get all those questions answered that everyone else did. Yeah. Okay, David Lavelle, it's nice seeing you, man. Nice seeing you. Vulcan Peak was incredible, dude. It was just, I love it up there. Okay, see you guys.